Okay, I'd like to call this a meeting of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs to order on April 7th, 2005, at 10 minutes after 1. And present at the committee meeting is Representative Grunberg, Representative Elkins, and Representative McGuire. That's an inside joke. And myself, Chair Bob Lynn. And today on our agenda, we have the Governor's Department of Colonel Tony A. Hart. And is Colonel Hart online? Colonel Hart, are you online?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the House Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs. Would you please introduce yourself? I had the pleasure of meeting you in my office a couple of days ago. I want you to introduce yourself to the committee and give us some of your background and tell us why you'd be a good person to fulfill this appointment.
Okay. Hello to everyone that's listening to me speak right now. I am Colonel Tony Hart. I've been a guardsman since 1988. Been in the active duty Air Force. Came into the active duty Air Force as an officer in 1982. Prior to that, I was an enlisted member in the Air Force from 73 until 77. Went to college and then came back into the Air Force.
So you are a Mustang.
Say that again?
You are a Mustang then, right?
Yes, sir. And so I went to officer training school in 1982 and was in an active duty status for about 6 years, and then that's when I decided to join the Air National Guard, which I did in my home state of Tennessee. Was in that unit for 7 years approximately, both full-time and as a traditional guardsman. In 1994, I moved to the St. Louis area and joined the Peoria, Illinois guard unit, which was also flying 130s at that time. I was a traditional guards member in that unit, and while I was a member of that guard unit, I had the opportunity to take a what we call a statutory tour, a Title 10 position with the National Guard Bureau as an advisor at Air Mobility Command. So I was the guard advisor through three different jobs as the Air National Guard advisor to the Inspector General, the Air National Guard advisor to the Director of Operations, and finally the guard advisor to the Commander of Air Mobility Command and United States Transportation Command. In those jobs, primarily my job was to be the go-between, the liaison between the National Guard Bureau and Air Mobility Command concerning any of the mobility force requirements and commitments that the Air National Guard might fulfill. And during that time, obviously, we fulfilled quite a bit of those in Bosnia-Herzegovina with Operation Allied Force, and then obviously after the September 11th, then the Air National Guard has been quite active in fulfilling the requirements that were necessary for homeland defense and then for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. I met General Campbell through one of the conferences that he attended at Air Mobility Command or Transportation Command. The four-star has a conference where they bring in all the adjutant generals of the state, and I was able to meet him at that time approximately 2.5 years ago. I had also worked a very short period of time with General Scott when he was on staff at Scott Air Force Base for about 8 months before he became the commander in Fairbanks. In contacting me to take the position, before they contacted me concerning the position, they did come to Air Mobility Command and briefed the Alaska Air National Guard Transformation Plan. And the transformation plan, from General Campbell's perspective, is very important to keep the Air National Guard in Alaska relative to our national defense posture and also relevant within the Air National Guard and the active duty Air Force. So they briefed that plan to me and my staff at Air Mobility Command, and then not long after that, when I was offered the position here at Coolis. One of the interesting things about this job is the fact that, yes, the Brigadier General, it is a Brigadier General position, and I'd always told General Campbell and General Scott that my goal was to be a wing commander, not necessarily to make general, but that was an added benefit, a good one, but still an added benefit. So the change of command was on the 22nd of January. We had that change of command, so I have been in charge of the wing since the 22nd of January. You may have remembered General Ramsey. He retired approximately 1 March, I believe it was. And since then, we have we are looking at ways to not change things, but get more involved. The my direction from General Campbell was to make sure that the wing is totally involved in all the missions that the Air National Guard and the Air Force may require the 130s to do. Because of our location in Alaska and because of our command situation with Pacific Command, it's a little different, a little hard to get our unit involved in the necessary operations that the rest of the Guard is involved in. So that is one of my primary jobs, is to make sure that our unit stays relevant across the spectrum of operations with the rest of the Air National Guard. That's my background in a nutshell, so I'll be happy to entertain any questions.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your testimony. Let's go on. Also, I'd like to point out that Representative Thomas has now joined us on the committee.
Okay.
And I'd like to go around. Oh, I'm Representative Sissons also joined us committee. So we have, and while I'm at it, Representative Dawson has been excused from the House today. She's up in Anchorage, I believe, or Eagle River. Let's go around the table, see if anybody had any questions for the Colonel. Representative McGuire, do you have anything? Elkins? Or Cessna? Representative Thomas? Representative Gruenberg? You're getting off easy. You're getting off easy.
Okay. I'll take that.
When can I get her next ride in a C-130?
Say again, sir?
When can I get the next ride in a C-130 on the Santa Claus trip?
Well, we're going to, you know, there's a lot of trips that we can get you on. And do you just want to fly straight and level, or do you want to actually see us drop something out of the back of the airplane and do a little nip and tuck into the mountains?
Well, that'd be okay. I don't want any loops or rolls in a C-130, though. That's
I don't either.
Good. If there are no further questions, Representative Gruenberg has a question.
Yes, Colonel, as we discussed yesterday, at least I and I suspect other members of the committee, particularly those who haven't been up in 130s, and I see that you have both airlift and rescue 130s. You know, either one, I'd like to go up in it again. What I'm interested in, actually, particularly, is you're a navigator. It's a long time since I did any navigating, and that was on the surface on an LST.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot different navigating today anywhere with all the GPS and the satellites and in the air. I'd be most interested in seeing how people navigate today.
Okay, we can arrange that. And actually, I did, after talking to you the other day, Representative, we did talk to General Campbell, and we will have something later in the year planned out for the representatives and senators to participate in. But you would be surprised at this point, as you said, with technology, navigation is nothing what it was 20 years ago when I came into the Air Force and into this career 20 years ago. We actually did navigate. At this point, you're almost just a weapon systems operator.
Well, I'm interested, and again, in seeing how these aircraft work. We were up a couple of last week or two ago in a Black Hawk helicopter, and I was in the back and didn't get a chance to really see how those guys fly these things. I'm interested in knowing the capabilities of what you can say that's not classified that I'd have access to, and you know, seeing how these people operate the equipment and just learning more about what goes on in the military.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. I wanted to navigators, as a pilot, I'm asking if you still have those big watches, and I won't go any further than that.
You know, some people have big watches. I'll be honest with you. I have a digital one that I got when I first entered flight school, and it works better than the watch I use on dress occasions. So, yeah, some of them still have the big ones with the dials that can tell 5 different time zones and those type of things, but I've never gotten into that.
Fine. Thank you. Anybody, any other questions for the Colonel? Any questions, anybody in the audience? Any questions, anybody online? If not, Colonel, I'd like to thank you very much for your service. I think we'll all be looking forward to working with you, both as a committee and as individual members of the legislature. And with that, I'm going to close testimony, and I'd entertain a motion to forward the recommendation to the House.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
I move that we move Colonel Tony Hart's name onto the full body for confirmation.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Colonel. We're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you, sir, and let me express my gratitude for everyone that I met when I was in Juneau on Monday and Tuesday. Thank you very much for your support, and I also look forward to working with you on particular matters that pertain to us. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. And for the information of the committee, the next meeting will probably be discussing to some degree HB, I think it's 147, the subcommittee is going to meet somewhere between now and the next meeting, and we may not try to move it out next time, but we'll at least discuss it, see if there any amendments.
Exactly.
And it's actually HB 168. So I think any
yes.
Business? Yes.
Just to let folks know that there's a bill that's going to be up on the floor. And do you remember what the number on that is? The license plate?
Oh, that's 178.
Yeah, 178 that incorporates in it most of the legislation we had in this committee for Purple Heart license plates. Jim Holm offered that amendment on the floor, and Kurt Olson accepted it. And I don't know if anybody else is interested in co-sponsoring, but it's basically includes our legislation.
Yes, Representative Greenberg, I'm familiar with that, and I've got a little amendment I may put in myself that's being worked on now that goes along with the same spirit of. If no further business come before the committee, I would adjourn at about 1:22. Thank you very much.